USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate leaders are offering their condolences for the Capitol police officer killed in an attack outside the Capitol Friday. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell both issuing statements saying they are heartbroken over the incident that left Officer Williams dead and another officer injured. As far as if the event is linked to terrorism, Metro D.C. Police Chief Robert Conti says,
"It does not appear to be terrorism related, but obviously we'll continue to investigate to see if there's some type of nexus along those lines."
The 25-year-old suspect, identified as Noah Green, on his Facebook page does say he is a follower of the Nation of Islam. The airline industry praising a new CDC guideline that says people who are fully vaccinated can travel safely. The travel industry hit hard in 2020. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The Biden administration wants to open at least 10 emergency facilities for migrant children as thousands of illegal unaccompanied minors surge across the border. In Texas, El Paso Sector Chief Patrol Agent Gina Chavez says they have their hands full.
These are unaccompanied children that are showing up at our border, and every day our Border Patrol agents are out there with compassion and just taking care of these children.
That audio courtesy of NBC News. President Biden seems to be trying to move ahead with his promise to forgive student loans. Biden reportedly asking his education secretary to prepare a memo on his authority to cancel up to $50,000 in debt. On the campaign trail, he put the amount at $10,000, but is facing mounting pressure from progressives to wipe out more. Today is World Autism Day, and April is World Autism Month, with events and educational activities scheduled throughout the month. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Over the past few decades, research has shown that church retention among young adults drops significantly after the high school years. Generational differences and increased prioritization of digital devices have further decreased students' and teens' motivation when it comes to church involvement or faith in general. I had a chance to catch up with teaching pastor Mark Moore from Christ Church of the Valley in Phoenix, Arizona.
75% of students will drop out of church after they graduate, from high school, before they graduate from college. We have a 75% attrition rate. And we actually know why. Because we have students that go off to college and they begin, they're sitting in classes and professors bring up questions they've never thought of and no one ever bothered to answer for them in church. This book is going to provide answers before they get off to college and before someone comes along and challenges their faith. Look, there are good answers out there. We just haven't always taken the time to answer them for students. And this book is going to help them independently on their own build confidence in the Bible.
More talking about his most recent book, Core 52, Student Edition. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.